Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, you love playing the Mark Cabali intro music, and he's nowhere to be found. Wandering the halls with his busted-up Achilles.
Yep.
Both of them.
Yep.
So wherever he went, it took him a long time to get there, and it will also take him a long time to get back.
Yes.
It also took him 7 hours to get to Cincinnati for the game on Thursday. What a terrible weekend for Cabali. He did that. He had to sit through a five-hour cheer competition, and he's back in the studio now just with zero sense of urgency.
Yeah. He's the Grinch.
Mark, you know
that. Not my fault. Larry Richard jumped in front of me, and his coffee took 7 minutes to brew, so he jumped in front of me.
I mean, you could always have just gotten your coffee at the end of this segment. You're a professional.
And here he comes right now, so there wasn't a sense of urgency with Larry Richard.
He probably doesn't start till like 9:05 this hour, Mark.
They do a newscast before his show resumes.
What did I say before I left here? Harry, how long are we going to be? Oh.
I said four to five minutes.
Oh.
Text is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What percent chance do you give Aaron Rodgers of coming back next year, Mark?
Probably 50-50 at this point.
What do you think it was before the year?
You mean after the Jets issue happened?
Like, after he signed with Pittsburgh, let's say, between training camp and the start of the regular season, what do you think he was thinking?
I thought you meant after last year. I think he was pretty much reserved. He was leaving that little door open, probably 10% chance of coming back. But if you're playing this well and your body still feels good, and you still like what you're doing, I don't see why he would not come back. But what it's going to be is going to be much of the same. Whole off season, is Aaron coming back? Is Aaron coming back type of situation?
I think he'd do it immediately.
Really?
Yeah, I think he has so much respect for the organization and Mike Tomlin, and I think he genuinely loves it here. I think that would be the deciding factor. I know that he's playing decent, he's playing well, he's feeling comfortable, but I think he genuinely likes Pittsburgh and loves the Steelers organization, has a lot of respect for it, and I think that he would do it immediately just based off of respect.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it would take some time. I don't know immediately, but I understand it.
It wouldn't be into OTAs. It'd be before the draft.
Yeah. And I think that's fair. I think give him.
Now, the question now, Adam, I mean, don't mean to cut you off. Would you want him back?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, no absolutely. Question about it. Even if you decide that there is a quarterback worth taking in round one, I would love for him to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a year. Just absorb the tutelage. Because you're going to hear it this week. There's going to be some narrative busting going on from Jordan Love. You don't think he's going to be asked about the relationship he's got with Aaron Rodgers? He will. He's going to say nice things. He said nice things on the documentary that Netflix put out on Rodgers.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's noteworthy. Like, he's not going to get on camera and be like, oh, this Rodgers was a jackass. Not with both guys active. He didn't have to go on. He did. He said nice things. I wouldn't mind Rodgers coming back. In fact, I would love for Rodgers to come back and the rookie quarterback if you take one to sit behind him for a year.
But if they do not accomplish their goal this year, which is, I don't know, is their goal the Super Bowl? Is their goal with division? There's going to be changes. Just how the roster's set up and the money they have, there's going to be a lot of turnover there too, I think. I mean, especially, I think, defensively. So he might have to take that into account. Well, I like this team. This team that's coming in might not be a team that I'm familiar with and I might not get along with as well. I mean, there's a lot of room to go, a lot of time to go. But, man, if you're playing that well, forget it. I would come back.
I mean, what change could really be that so crucial to him making that decision? Like, what's the big change you're talking about?
Yeah, I think Tomlin's the guy. I think he wants to be here with Mike Tomlin. So long as they have a successful season, win 10, 11 games, maybe
a playoff game. Well, you could have Austin gone. You could have Jonnu gone. Jalen Ramsey gone. You could have Slay gone. I mean, there's a whole number of things that could be different from this year to last year. Or last year, whatever, this year to next year. So, but we might be getting ahead of ourselves because there is a guy from Ohio State still sitting there waiting to get active.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not doing that right now.
You talking about putting somebody in a bad situation. The guy's been ready for a month now.
He's a sixth-round pick.
Right. Get him out there and let him throw the ball around a little bit.
Who cares?
That's the last thing I'm thinking about right now.
Well, getting Will Howard
reps.
I know.
I'm trying to win ball games right now.
I'm not talking about reps. I'm like, put him in his uniform and say, we did this for the past 20 years of have three quarterbacks active. Why all of a sudden we only have two quarterbacks active? I want if Aaron Rodgers does not come back next year, to have Will Howard at least feeling good about himself of getting a opportunity to compete.
He's a six-round pick, and the chance of him being a Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback at any point in the future was destroyed when he didn't play in the preseason. You ain't waiting around to see. Who cares, Will Howard?
I would definitely put it this way. I would definitely activate him and get him out there. I'm not saying play him or anything like that. He can just put him as the third emergency quarterback. What's wrong with that?
I guess there is nothing wrong with it, but I just haven't thought about it.
You come next year, you got Aaron Rodgers will be 42 if he comes back. You got Mason Rudolph will be in his final of the year. You got Will Howard, who has not played one snap of his career, and say the quarterback situation of I'm drafting the quarterback in the first round does not pan out because something happens and somebody else is available. Then where are you at? At least you're
in exactly the same spot you are right now.
No.
Yeah.
You want Will. That's what I'm saying. That's what
Will Howard to just put on a jersey. He's getting reps.
I want him to go out there and have a feeling of what it's like to be a professional athlete.
He doesn't
go out there. No, he doesn't. He goes out there.
He wants him to put on a damn jersey.
He goes out there. He works out. He throws the ball. Maybe takes a handful of second or third team reps or something like that. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't think it all of a sudden turns him into a player for next year.
What I'm saying is they're putting him in the situation to be absolute failure.
An injury put him in that situation, unfortunately.
An injury that was how bad? 2 weeks.
Okay. He's a sixth-round pick.
You're basing your whole future of this franchise off a 42-year-old and a guy on an expiring contract. I'm not saying start the guy. I'm not saying anything like that.
Are you saying like practice reps? Or are you saying like dress him for the games?
You have to dress him for the games because he would be an emergency quarterback. Reps, right? No, nothing. He's sitting there in warm-ups. He's just watching. He'll throw on the side a little bit.
So you're telling me if he wears
nothing, he does nothing.
You're telling me if he wears a jersey and gets to warm up that next year he can be the guy.
Right. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yes. I think so. I listened to Mike Tomlin. He says, we view those guys as getting out there and as second-year players because they went through the whole process already once. What is wrong with this?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just don't think
right. I'm not saying start him. I'm not saying play him. I say activate him. Get him part of the team. Get him out there. Let him take one throw
what do you think
practice.
So we can get the frig off of this. What do you think the reason is?
I am not the only one thinking this.
Fair enough, but why do you think they haven't activated him?
That's a good question.
You don't have a theory.
Well, apparently he doesn't either, unless he's lying to me.
Oh, is Will Howard a little perturbed?
No, no. I mean, anybody who's not playing or not dressing is perturbed. Come on, right? You think Roman Wilson's happy for wasn't playing before?
I thought he played okay on Thursday.
Well, before that, he wasn't getting any snaps. You think Pat Freiermuth was happy that he wasn't getting? He was getting 18% of the snaps. You're not playing. You're
so
not happy.
So a second round pick that you paid and a third round pick from last year aren't happy. It's the same thing as a rookie sixth round quarterback when you've got future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm a professional. Well, there's only one professional athlete in here. Would you be saying, boy, I'm not getting dressed or not anything. I'm okay with that. Dorn.
I'd be like,
no, I want to be out there.
I'd be happy if I was on the team.
Oh, you're just lying to me.
And now you're going to argue with a professional athlete? How dare you?
Think about it. Like, I could easily be cut. They could easily kept Skylar Thompson. They could easily picked up somebody
Skylar
else.
Skylar Thompson is there. They got like seven quarterbacks.
I'm just saying. Like, I could How's easily Skylar be. Thompson I'm a six feeling? Round pick. I'm so expendable. I'm just be happy I'm there that they even like want to keep me around.
So it started with the question that is on everyone's mind.
And I'm not that big of a Will Howard fan, but I just think he should have the opportunity.
To what, throw a couple passes in practice?
Yes.
And that's going to make a huge difference.
For 20 years, they've had three quarterbacks active on this team, and all of a sudden that has changed this year because they need a ninth defensive tackle. No. Get him out there.
You think the Steelers will win the AFC North, Mark?
Yeah. Nah, I'm not as guaranteed because I rubber stamped it if they won over Cincinnati.
It was over.
Here, there's a little bit of a door crack open in that door. Cracked open a little bit.
They did. They absolutely cracked it open. Yeah. For both Baltimore, who was idle and will now get Lamar back, and for Cincinnati, all of a sudden they believe, and they've got the Jets. They're playing the Jets this week. The Cincinnati Bengals all of a sudden could be sitting there at 4-4, and Vegas thinks you're losing to the Packers. They got them a 2.5-point road favorite. If you're sitting there at 4-3 and the Bengals are 4-4, rut-row raggy.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do you believe in the Bengals at all?
No, I didn't believe in them when they had Burrow, so I don't believe in them now.
So, me neither. Now, I don't believe in the Browns either.
Obviously. Of course not.
Ravens are still that wild card. If they get healthy, they can go on a run, but I still think, unless it's a total collapse, then you got bigger problems if that happens.
This might be bad analysis, so I'll preface it on the front end, but I think if the Steelers get to 10 wins, they're going to win the North if one of those wins is against the Ravens. Baltimore needs to be basically perfect the rest of the way, and I don't care how good you are. It's so hard to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles had just come off of two straight losses. They were flirting with a third yesterday. Everyone loved the Chargers early. They've lost now three games. Even the Lions have lost a couple of games. The Packers went on the road and lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. These are all teams that we all think are pretty good, right?
Don't the Ravens normally struggle with who? Was it Cincy or Cleveland?
Cincy.
So, I mean, that's
and
a prime example.
And then Cincy
struggles
with Cleveland.
It's a prime example where, you know, anything can really happen right there. It is tough to go, you know, perfect rest of the year.
Well, that's the thing. Atlanta beats Buffalo last week, and then they win last night.
They lost.
Ah, well.
Yeah. They look like world beaters.
That's what I meant.
Against Buffalo,
that's what I meant.
And then they look
correct
like crap against 49ers.
So, for the Ravens, you got to be perfect the rest of the way, pretty much. And that means the pressure's ratcheted up. That means that every game's like a playoff game. And what do we know that they do in playoff games?
Right.
They don't win enough of them. So I just don't see it with Baltimore. Now, could the Steelers go 9-8 and it's tight? Sure, of course. But I think that they're going to be a 10-win team because you got good enough quarterback play to be a 10-win team.
The only thing that would not stink if they're a 10-win team is it sure is trending towards them getting a pretty good first-round opponent. If it's Buffalo, if it's potentially Denver and or Kansas City. Or
if the playoffs started today,
hey,
I'll steal your bit.
Okay,
the Pittsburgh Steelers would be hosting the Buffalo Bills at Acrisure Stadium. I mean, the bottom of the you should hope like hell that the Steeler and we've done this before, David Garrard and Blake Bortles, but I would sign in blood, obviously, for the Steelers to be the number 2 seed and get Jacksonville. Oh, that'd be glorious. I don't know that Jacksonville's making it, though.
No.
I think the bloom is off that rose.
Hmm.
Kansas City is your 8 seed right now. I think they're the best team in the AFC. And I believe in Indianapolis being good. I don't believe in them necessarily being Super Bowl good. I've watched all their games, and I'm impressed.
Do you believe in the Patriots?
I believe in them being good.
Yeah, making noise a little bit, but like not great.
I think there's only one team you could feel that if you had to put money on to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl this year, there's one team I think any of us would feel good about putting money on, and that's Kansas City.
And that's based off the last 2 weeks.
And their track record of wonderful success with Mahomes and Reed,
Boy, Kelce seems like he's lost it, huh?
Yeah, but now you got Rashee Rice back.
Four catches for like 50-some yards yesterday.
He ain't what he was, but he's still
valuable.
That's
the first quarter normally for him a couple years ago.
He got that in the first quarter.
Why is it okay to criticize him for being old, not the same, but whenever I bring up T.J. Watt, you go, oh, they get the ball out so fast.
Steelers have a great quarterback situation, but it could be better, according to Mark.
My God, you guys like to just...
It could be better with Will Howard getting practice reps.
Now it's going to be on the fan webpage.
Will Howard got to get practice.
Will
reps.
Howard should start, says Fang filling guy. Or
everyone's blowing,
considered.
And you've just dragged.
I'm already on it.
You've dragged the show to a place that we just shouldn't have gone, and now we're getting blowed up on the text line. Why don't you believe in Will Howard, Crowley?
That's true.
Oh my goodness.
Now I'm going to say he should start. No, he shouldn't start.
Mark Caboli, The Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Let's talk about that hot wide receiver market and what the Steelers might be looking at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steelers offense 12th in the NFL in points scored. Just a smidge outside the top 10. Steelers offense also fourth in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage. Yet all we keep talking about is them needing a wide receiver too. I'm fine with it, but this team's got bigger issues than that. Namely, the entire defense just disappearing for games at a time. Like, I don't know how much another receiver changes the upside of this team. Again, I would still go get one, but it's really discouraging to have watched that defensive performance and think that even with another wide receiver, like if the Steelers had put up 40, I feel like the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday could have put up 41. I feel like they could have named the score. So it's worth talking about, and they're probably, in my opinion, and Mark, you can weigh in, they're probably going to do something at wide receiver, but I'm less excited about those possibilities now after having watched the way the defense performed on Thursday.
Well, I mean, just take a page out of the Bengals book. Like, you're better on defense than the Bengals, and I know it didn't show that, but all around, like, full landscape of it, you're better defense than the Bengals. You add another receiver, you fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
You could be like the Bengals, but with a better defense.
Like the Cowboys.
Better line. Yeah. Right. Yeah. George Pickens.
That version of George Pickens is not walking through that door on November 4th.
He's the, what, third leading receiver in the NFL?
We all expected
first in touchdowns?
We all expected this.
Yeah.
I totally expected this. That doesn't mean it wasn't a good trade for the Steelers.
No, I don't know that he'd be doing the same thing here for a myriad of different reasons.
I think there was stuff ready to implode, the entire, you know, losing the locker room, fights internally that were just brewing to happen. So they really didn't have much choice. As for the number two receiver, if you use Freiermuth like that, that's number one. And number two, Roman Wilson, man, that's 50 some odd snaps in two games now. It looks like he's trending upward, getting on that moving train after 2 years.
I thought he made a couple of tough catches, too, where he got popped.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He just needed an opportunity and to produce during those opportunities. What, did he have only three catches? He didn't have that many.
No.
But at least one of them was significant, and it didn't look like he screwed up. So I can see that continuously getting better. And Calvin Austin should be back here a week or so, maybe this week, maybe next week. So, do you find somebody depth-wise? Sure. But I'm not going to get your buddy Olave or anything like that unless they're handing them to me for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cost matters. It just does. And I'm more concerned about the DK Metcalf replacement than I am fitting a guy in, because they've shown the ability to move the ball, score points. They've been a good offense this year. I mean, they're a top half in the league in scoring points.
I think Metcalf has played 90% more of the snaps in like four of the six games.
It's encouraging to me.
He played a lot.
I know Cincinnati's defense is really bad, but it's encouraging to me that he only had three catches and you still put up 31 points. Like, I feel like this was the game where you go, okay, this is what they have envisioned at the tight end position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You brought it up. They had four touchdown passes caught by the tight ends. And Connor Hayward could have caught one, too. They had him on a play action back of the end zone, and it just didn't happen. That's what they have this offensive vision as.
Yep.
And the last three games, they have been running the football more. I wouldn't mind another guy on the outside, but you know, the defense just has me so discouraged. I would love I'd like to say add something there. I don't know what you add.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. First of all, there are three
another defensive linemen, maybe?
Three tight ends all had over, 35 snaps?
Mm-hmm.
That's... You don't see that much, if ever. You know, I would have to go back and look. You don't see that very often. So that Arthur Smith tight end thing that we talked about for so long seemed like it finally come to fruition there a little bit. But defensively, you said that's where you want to add. Okay, where? Where can you possibly get to upgrade this team? You're going to say, or people out there are going to say corner.
Yep.
Who? What? You're not finding anybody out there better than what you have. It's a case of got to play better.
I'm with you on the defensive side, but that's where they need to improve the most. Like, if they played with this offensive roster the rest of the year and they stayed healthy, and that's the big thing, they're going to put up points. They're going to put up yards. They're going to put up numbers. They're going to be fine. Maybe not elite, but on the cusp of a top 10 offense in the NFL. Defensively, they need to be scores better, and where are you going to upgrade? Patrick Queen has been, and the thing is, everybody's played up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've had three games where the pass rush was there, three games where it looked like the secondary was okay. Then the other three games, they look like total ass. You'll find out, I think, more about the need for a number two wide receiver after playing Green Bay. They stopped the run. They're the best rush defense in the NFL. So you might have to put the ball in the air a ton in this game Can you do it against that defense?
But you have what you didn't use against Cincinnati in Gainwell. Sort of that guy you can use the extension of the run game. Even Jalen Warren, extension of the run game with those short passes. I thought Jalen Warren was unbelievable.
He was very good.
Very good.
Do you think they got away from the run too fast?
No.
And they still put up 31 points.
Yeah. I last thing I look at that team and say they had offensive issues. They had defensive issues. And we all know what the defensive issues were. I wouldn't be shocked if they come out and play extremely well defensively against Green Bay. But they got to be consistent. If you're being if you're not consistent, I mean, at any point this can happen. And that's not a good recipe for success in any sport.
Green Bay's middle of the pack in pass defense. They are the number one rushing defense in the NFL. And Aaron Rodgers is playing his old team. Typically, as I do my Tomlin analysis, just the way he talked after the game. Oh, turnovers and rush defense. That's why we lost.
Penalties, too. Did he say that, too?
Yes.
There were some bad penalties.
He said it after the Cleveland game, and then they didn't clean it up for the Cincinnati game. But my point is, in any of the last, like, 6 years, if Tomlin came out talking about turnovers as a reason they lost, you would see them go into their shell for the next game,
pound
the rock, play defense. I think we're going to see the opposite in this game for all the reasons that I've laid out.
Number eight, that's the big reason.
I think he's going to put on a show.
I do, too.
Former team, primetime audience.
After a loss.
He's loving this.
Yeah.
This is what he's born for, made for.
I want to get a little bit more into the Green Bay game when we come back. Still a lot of stuff to cover with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mark Caboli. Steelers-Packers, Sunday Night Football at Acrisure Stadium. Aaron Rodgers against his old team, coming off a 4-touchdown performance against Cincinnati. And the Packers are a 2.5-point favorite. Fair?
Yeah.
I don't think they're that good, the Packers. I don't think they're a bad team or anything like that. I just don't think they're good. That good.
I think they could be good, but they haven't really shown it
yet. They're still coming together, so to speak.
I mean, if you look at the game with the Steelers, obviously, and the Bengals, and you see that Chase Brown had over 100 yards, what the hell do you think that Josh Jacobs is going to do to this defense?
Yeah. I don't feel great about that.
Josh Jacobs is a dog.
Yes. But you got the extra time. They had stopped the run prior to the last game in the previous three. And I think that we talked about this on Friday. I think that their intention was, we got to limit what these receivers are going to do on the outside. And that allowed Cincinnati to actually be able to run the football. And then they could do whatever the hell they wanted. Now you're scrambling. I think you say, hey, you stop the run this week and see what happens.
You know, on the flip side of that, you can sit there and say, Jacoby Brissett just threw for 280 yards and two touchdowns against you. You know, and you put up 330 yards. Arizona put up 350 yards, and you barely won this game as well. So, and you lost to the Browns. So they're flawed as well. I wouldn't have made it that. I would have probably, if I'm setting these lines, I'd probably make it more of a, you know, one way, like a point Steelers favorite type of situation.
I can't be the guy that all week long, and really for weeks leading up into that Bengals game after they got Flacco, say, well, Mike Tomlin's 0-6 in these Thursday night games, on the road and against AFC North opponents. Mike Tomlin's 2-9 overall in these road Thursday night games. And then at the same time say, well, the Steelers aren't going to lose to Cleveland because they've won 22 consecutive games at home, to then not bring up the statistics here. Mike Tomlin, I think I found this on AI Overview, the only coach in NFL history that was an underdog 50 or more times to have a winning record as an underdog. Wow. He's a home underdog where he's had success. He's been very good on Sunday Night Football. He's also been very good coming off of these Thursday night losses, 7-2 in his most recent games after the mini bye. So those statistics would point to this being the different kind of Tomlin game. Because I criticize Tomlin. We all criticize Tomlin. Tomlin deserves to be criticized, win a damn playoff game. But he'll have the game every year that makes you go, oh, man, how did they lose that one? He'll also have the home game where they're an underdog and they'll find a way to win the game. They did it last year against the Ravens. They did it a couple of years ago. They were an underdog against the Browns coming up in here. They got slaughtered by the 49ers. They're an underdog. They're playing the Browns, and they slapped them around. Now, that's Cleveland, but you get the point. So there'll be a game like this. I'm more worried about Indy. I'm not too worried about the Chargers. I weirdly have a good feeling about this one. It's early in the week, subject to change, but I feel pretty good about it.
I got another big stat
for you. Oh, hit me.
You ready for this one? Under Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 16-5 in designated throwback uniforms, and they're wearing their throwbacks.
Look at that.
Oh, man, they wear them damn ugly ones, those yellow ones. Wearing?
There you go, 16-5.
But, you know, okay, so that doesn't really mean much. But
really? Why not? It's a stat.
But here's why it means something. They usually do it in the big games. They do it in the big games. So you wear it for big games, and thus you're 16-5 in big games with those uniforms. Bang. Oh, they got no chance of losing. And are the Packers wearing their stupid ones?
It couldn't be any worse than the Chargers yesterday. I don't think they are. Those Chargers look like the Savannah Bananas yesterday.
I've always thought the Chargers uniforms are overrated, but their score is better than the one that they wore yesterday.
Yeah. Wait, you think the powder, the baby blue, is overrated?
They're okay. I think Carolina does it better.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
They're fine. I'll take
Carolina
the Steelers
does
and
nothing better.
I'll take the Steelers and Packers regular uniforms over.
They can't even
the Chargers
make ribs
uniforms.
Better.
I'll take the Giants uniforms. I'll take the Chiefs uniforms.
Current or throwbacks?
All current uniforms over.
I like the Giants throwbacks.
The Chargers.
I think the Patriots.
Those are sick.
I think the Patriots. Oh, Patriot
the white one?
Pad or whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I like that too.
By far the best. Yeah. I think.
No, I think the Seattle one's the best.
The Seattle throwbacks.
I grew
are the
up
best.
In the Seattle. We grew up in the Seattle area. That was like normal uniforms.
Mark, you're 67 years old.
Yeah, but those are normal uniforms.
Who's we?
Although Houston, the old Oilers were pretty. Sweet.
Those were great. Those were great, baby blues. I don't like the number on the side when they go to baby blues. The Chargers.
I can't.
The white helmets with the black lettering. I don't like that.
I was going to say something negative about something, but I probably shouldn't.
Okay. That's the first time in your life you've stopped.
Well, I'm going to say it anyways.
It can't be any worse than the Doran Dickerson era Pitt Panthers helmets. Oh my goodness, those were horrible. Darn. You have to admit it. The old Panther.
Was that wasn't like even necessary. We're talking about pros.
Now I was thinking of just bad looking uniforms.
This annoys me.
Although the Pitt uniforms now are sweet. I like when they wear the white and the gold pants. That's my favorite. Awesome.
But right. That is their ooh. Best look. I agree with you
ooh.
On that.
Ooh. Ooh. The Ramon Walker days and stuff. Yeah. Bad.
I'm such a uniform guy that it really ticks me off that we don't get traditional Packers versus traditional Steelers uniforms this weekend. Wear your goofy ass uniforms against another team.
You can't sell those, brother.
Wear them against the Dolphins later on in the year. Guaranteed dub. They're terrible.
Who, the Dolphins or their uniforms?
Yes. I like the Dolphins uniforms, too. People are crushing me for disliking the Chargers unis.
I cannot stand. I might be the only person ever. The white on whites. Anybody white on whites, I can't stand it.
Why?
I just think it's a terrible look. Maybe because being a large human, that you wouldn't want to wear that if you were an offensive lineman.
No, white's slimming. Oh, no, black is slimming. Yeah, I was wrong.
White's not slimming. Your whole butt showing and stuff. No, I'm not a big white on white guy. And everybody thinks, oh, that's so smooth. No, it's bad. It's bad.
It's really good.
You like white on white.
Yeah.
I don't like white on white.
Penn State.
Exactly.
The Cowboys' home uniforms might be the best in all of sports. How's that for a take?
Like the ones they wore yesterday?
Yeah.
White helmet?
No.
Not the silver helmet?
No, you got to have the silver helmet.
Yeah, they had a white helmet.
Yeah, you got to have the silver helmet. Yes, Harry?
Mark said he liked the white on black uniforms.
I said white on white, like, I said.
That's why he likes the show a lot, but then I didn't want to say that.
Well, it's because he said white on white.
Didn't Harry want to be a part of the show and you ignored him about an hour ago?
Yeah, didn't you have a question about the defense?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, if you're so frustrated with TJ Watt, why were you okay with the Steelers paying him so much before the season started? Because you and I had argued about that a little bit. Ooh. But then the topics just changed wildly to Will Howard and all that stuff, so I let it go.
I could live with it because of the term, but it's not aging well so far. The Watt contract. Has he been good enough? Has he been worth $40 million, Mark?
That's why I wouldn't have extended him to begin with, anyhow.
Well, I guess if you'd have to compare him to other $40 million players.
He's had 4 sacks in 10 games.
Is Myles Garrett worth $40 million?
No.
Is Max Crosby worth $35 million, whatever he's getting paid?
No.
So nobody's worth it in your eyes.
Quarterbacks are. They're the straw that stirs the proverbial drink.
You would think that if you're paying TJ Watt that much money,
yes,
he would be able to dominate.
I agree.
Offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't care how fast Joe Flacco is getting the ball out.
I mean, not only that. I mean, we saw the teams running away from him. We saw double, triple teams. But you do have to find ways to scheme him open. And obviously, they're not moving him around anymore. That was, once again, by the wayside.
I was okay with that because you had Herbig just causing mayhem on the other side. But he didn't on Thursday. I mean, he deserves criticism, too. And they didn't play it. Why didn't they play him that much?
He played 30 snaps.
Okay, but you had Highsmith play, what, 20 more snaps than he did? Why?
I would imagine coverage, maybe, with the two inside guys. They couldn't figure out, I'm guessing, right? Do you want Nick Herbig playing that inside linebacker role where sometimes he might have to cover?
No, I want him coming off the edge every damn play.
Well, he's not going to come off the edge when the other two are in there. So you're saying take Highsmith.
Taking Highsmith off the field.
Why?
Because he's not as good as Herbig.
I think you go with all three.
How'd that work?
That worked pretty well 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Cleveland. All right, one more segment. You dragged us into uniform talk. I couldn't get out of it.
Howard. Will Howard has nice uniforms.
And that. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers offensive line played well against the Bengals. That might be the most feeble pass rush that I've seen this year. Cincinnati's without Trey Hendrickson. But you were just saying off air that Broderick Jones, when he tackled Aaron Rodgers, that is that guy in a nutshell. What
in
do you
a
mean?
Nutshell. In a nutshell.
What did Rodgers say to you,
I haven't talked to him since. I'm sure he wasn't. He's probably thinking, I got Achilles tear too. Right. What in the world are you doing to me?
here. It's like if I jumped on my dad right now. He'd be like,
"It was." There's absolutely no malicious intent at all. The guy is just so happy that he's just like, "Let me just go grab this guy and fall on him." And that is just, I don't even think I could put it into words describing if you would say one snapshot is Broderick Jones. That's him. Just being so happy-go-lucky, loves everybody, excited about everything. And sometimes that excitement might get him into trouble, as in how he plays.
You have just described a chihuahua, man. Like, you got to hold it together.
Well, if he's 6'7", three bills, he could be a chihuahua.
6'7".
Trust me, I got it.
Best way to explain that to old people is 220, 221.
I don't even know what that means.
From Mr. Mom?
No clue. You got to go back a little bit further than that, Doran.
You never saw Mr. Mom?
What?
Oh.
Steve Martin?
Steve
Martin. I don't know what 220, 221 means.
Did you say Steve Martin?
I never saw Mr. Mom.
Michael Keaton?
That's what I said. You just misheard me.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you've never seen Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton.
Or the Steve Martin
if I
remake.
Did, it was it. was that a classic 1984 movie?
Cheaper by the Dozen.
No, movie?
It was 83.
All right.
What?
Look at him trying to pretend like he knew what it
he
was.
He said Steve Martin.
I meant to say Michael Keaton.
Boy, you know all my Will Howard.
At least I didn't
talk.
Say Russell Crowe or something.
Steve Martin.
ACC standings in college football. Georgia Tech 4-0, Virginia 3-0, SMU 3-0, Pitt 3-1, Duke 3-1, Miami 1-1. So you have eight teams in the ACC with one or fewer losses. And the Pitt Panthers behind Mason Heinschel right there in the middle of things, Doran. How about that?
It's awesome. Got to keep it rolling, right?
I would say that you do have to keep it rolling.
Well, you got to get through these games.
Yes.
You know, these games, and then it gets real.
NC State.
NC State, Stanford, and then it gets real. You have a bye week in there, too.
Stanford's no pushover. I thought they could be the worst team in Power Four, and they just took down Florida State.
Especially out there. You got to go out there.
Yes.
We know how hard it is to travel to the West Coast.
Well, that's what cost James Franklin his job, right?
Then you got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami. At least two of those games are at home.
And those, what you would say, are the three best teams in the ACC. I know that Miami lost to Louisville. Louisville's good, but... That's as tough an ACC stretch as anybody's going to play this year, Doran, because the stupid schedule in the conference is, you know, it's random and not everybody plays each other. That's that's a tough final stretch. They can get there at 7-2.
How's the Mountaineer schedule looking?
Oh, it's looking rough down the final stretch.
Sure, right? Be embarrassing to lose to them. I mean, 220, 221, whatever it takes. Did I nail that?
Yes. Seven, yeah, you just read seven. Somebody texted you that.
I laughed my socks off first time I heard Steve Martin utter that line. All right, that's going to do it before Starkey yells at us. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 58, low of 46. Tomorrow, high of 60 and rain. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.